you're an amateur birder, the Connecticut Audubon Society says May is turning out to be a great time to grab your binoculars. Alexander Brash is president of the Connecticut Audubon Society. He's on the phone to tell us more.
We've had a really unique combination of events this spring that ended up backing up a great number of our spring migrants as they head north and then sort of pulling them all through at once. We had a very cold winter, as we all recollect, and in fact, even March was the coldest March since 2002. On top of that, the snow cover persisted for a lot longer than usual. We had snow cover in southern Connecticut through March 15th and throughout all of New England pretty much through April 15th. And then finally, we had a late and unique combination of the winds, and all together those three factors sort of kept a lot of the migrants back until finally the conditions broke about the second week of May, and the birds then have been storming through ever since.
And what kind of birds have you seen down at the Birdcraft Sanctuary in Fairfield, Connecticut?
Probably one of the most fascinating groups of birds we had come through were the warblers. More than 30 species of warblers will in fact migrate through either north or south through Connecticut during the course of the year. But on any one day, we had up to 20, 22 different warblers that were joining us there in the Birdcraft Sanctuary in Fairfield. But also we had similar reports coming from our centers up in Glastonbury and Pomfret and all sorts of different great birding spots like Hammonesset Park across the state. My favorites of among the warblers have been use of the yellow throat, which I spent a number of years studying. But on top of that, some of the more gorgeous ones are the Dendroica warblers, which are beautiful black and yellow patterned, some with green, some with blue. And we've seen a number of those, as well as something like the worm eating that runs along the ground.
So what's your advice to our listeners? Where's the best place to go, and what's the time they need to be out there with their binoculars?
Certainly go online to the Connecticut Audubon Society site, and you can see where our centers are, and you can head out from there, and we have staff members who would love to take you on trips. And the second thing that people really could do, in fact, there are sort of five things you could do to really help our migrants as they head north. One is either keep your pet cats indoors or bell them. Two, look at if you have any large plain glass windows, make sure that either put curtains across the front or you put some of those decals on, because between windows and cats, up to 50 million birds are dying each year. Also, as you think about gardening this spring, put some native plants, particularly ones that produce good berries for birds, out in your gardens. That would be ideal. Keep your bird bath clean. Probably stop putting out seed at this time of year, because the birds should be depending upon the environment. And finally, join us.
I've been speaking with Alexander Brash. He's the president of the Connecticut Audubon Society. The group says that this is an amazing week for bird migration. You can learn more at ctaudubon.org.